Welcome, After Buzzers. You're watching the After Show for Greenleaf, Season 3, Episode 5, Closing Doors, where tonight we talk Charity's Breakdown, Sophia's Surgery, and Tasha's Dilemma. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Whoa. Welcome back, Greenleaf fans. Oh, man, what an episode. They are delivering.
Let me tell you something. This song doesn't hit home for everyone on this show.
I tell you, man, we are back again. My name is Shaka Smith. So happy to join you with my lovely co-host.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Nakia Monet.
Let's just sit in this.
I love this song.
You don't even know. You guys woke up this morning to watch us. There's some folks who didn't wake up.
Okay.
And they're not watching up. Well, they might be watching from heaven, but they're not watching on the screen. Just saying. My name is TK Trinidad. Find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And here we go.
You know what?
Well, of course, guys, we got to talk about the episode. We got some special news later, and of course, we have our special segment of Who Needs Prayer, and I'm just not sure who to pick quite yet.
Jesus, I do.
What were your overall thoughts about this episode?
This was insane. Like, we talk about this all the time, but the season before was a little slower, and I feel like Oprah and Owen and the writers went back and was like, nope, we're going to slap everyone in the face, we're going to give it to you, and you're going to feel it. And this episode, I got a little emotional. I don't know if it was the tea that I was drinking, but this was a really good episode.
How about you, TK?
I really like this episode too. They did deal the particular issue with Sophia is something that people deal with. I don't think you're on the show, but I know somebody who has dealt with it and is dealing with it. Yeah. And it's definitely like one of those things where, like, it's done. There's no, and at such a young age, on top of that, especially if you have, I know people who never wanted kids and they're able to have kids.
Yep.
But if it's the reverse and you've always wanted to have kids and you can't, I mean, and at such a young age, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Kudos to Desiree.
Desiree Ronch.
Yeah.
She played that.
And she
one.
Instagram popping too. I follow her on Instagram.
She is very popping on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like they gave us some real realness. I mean, the first two episodes, it almost feels like you saw the Greenleafs as they presented themselves, and now you're just seeing the Greenleafs as they are. And so, yeah, we're getting some real, I mean, the Bishop.
Oh, yeah. My God, Bishop.
So it's good stuff. But let's dig into it. Let's talk about Sophia's surgery. That whole story, which kind of like came out of the blue, because I've been saying, you know, what's going on with Sophia?
Right.
We see her with the guy, with Anthony. So what's going on with her? But now we see that she's kind of suffering from something. How did you guys like that storyline?
That was tough. As TK mentioned before, like, I am the person who says I don't want kids, because that's just a personal thing. I just don't really want kids. But to see, you know, and there's people that I do know in real life, and to see this, someone who doesn't have the ability to have kids at such a young age, because now at, what, 15, 16, and though she's just a character, but there are young girls going through this. She has to now make the decision, like, when I date, I have to now tell these people I can't have kids. Will this guy want to marry me? What am I going to do? And, you know, we do see in the previews a little bit where her faith gets a little tested. Mm-hmm. So it was really emotional. I felt bad. And she played one hell of a role.
Yeah. And then to be asked, too, when are you having kids?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And it's an age where you almost don't even contemplate, even if you don't want them at that age, you don't contemplate that you won't ever not be able to have them should you change your mind.
They're just like, no, I don't want them. I'm good for now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, maybe I won't. Yeah. But to have someone so young be like, there's no opportunity.
Yeah.
We couldn't even save your eggs. There's just nothing.
And it's a test of faith, too, because the fact that, you know, she's the good granddaughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She, you know, she helps out in church. She does this. She does that. She's probably, I don't know, I'm thinking she's still abstained from sex, all this other stuff. And it's just like, she did everything right.
Yeah. And that moment when she asked her mom, like, why would God do this?
Yeah.
Like, why, you know?
And her cousin's cutting up.
Real, though. That's real. Because sometimes, and I think we all can attest to this, and people who are listening, when you have those moments where you're like, God, I'm doing everything right.
Yeah. I have that moment every day.
Every day.
Easy, Donald Trump. Every day you're doing everything right.
It's every day, because it's one of those things where, you know, you're grinding, you're hustling, and somebody just came off the bus yesterday and, like, It's like, wait, what? You don't know truth. Nothing about nobody, but you cute and you got a job? Okay.
Truth.
God be with you. I'm going to stay in my faith and keep going.
That's but a test of faith.
It is a test of faith because you try, you don't, and it's not a hit from a, coming from a hate. Right. It's like, okay, I see you.
Yeah.
And I see you didn't put in work, but okay, you know, you doing you.
Right.
And I'm not going to be bitter. Like, live your life, bless up.
Yeah. That's why I like that they show that, because that's a real life thing where we're all like, because I know I have those moments where you're sad, you lose a job, you're like, I did everything I was supposed to do, but you see someone who at least you think isn't doing what they're supposed to do. So I love that they're going to show that, and I can't wait to see what this storyline is going to now be with Sophia.
Or the women who are abusive to their husbands. Like, baby, I'll take care of you. Like, Jesus, okay? Just put a ring on it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how Sophia deals with this, but...
Like you.
Okay, it's crazy. Okay, Charity.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think you got a little bit of the charity drink.
Oh, God, Charity.
Yeah, this episode, she was a little bit... But before we even get into her antics, let's bring these viewers back to AfterBuzz and our many stations and shows that we have here.
Yes, guys, we love you guys so much, and we want to thank you guys. But AfterBuzz is our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. That's us. But we need your help. We are humble, so we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and to help AfterBuzz continue to grow. If you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional and Lord knows we hate a notification. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did in the comments and we'll be sure to thank you on air. And for now, we want to thank you guys for being the best fans and letting us be the ESPN of TV Talk. And my girl just walked in. Shout out to Rocky.
Rocky in the building.
Hello, Woulda Made It.
No. Welcome.
Shout out. Never Woulda Made It without you.
Oh, thank you for this intro.
And the Metro.
And that's the song
that shout out to LA's moment. Trash transit. But that's fine.
You
paid too many taxes.
Come on.
Thank you. I'm serving you natural look today. Yes. All natural.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it. But yes,
just glad you made it. Praise Jesus.
I know. Yes. You know, take Hallelujah. Me as I am. That's what Jesus says.
Exactly.
Okay. But yes, I paid too many taxes for this. Whatever. That's fine.
I love you.
This was a great episode.
Yes.
It was.
Amazing.
Yeah. What were your overall thoughts?
Oh, my gosh. I'm very sad. I actually cried on this one. I didn't think I'd ever have a cry. Yeah.
What?
But I want to say that Desiree was serving actor, okay? Yeah. Like, oh, my gosh. Whatever classes that you were taking, girl, you are doing an amazing job. Like, you made me think that I needed to give you one of my ovaries, okay?
No, honestly.
So, but, yeah, no, and that's so serious. I feel like a lot of people actually deal with ovarian issues.
Yeah.
So, and actually, I do. So, that's interesting.
And like, they're not talked about.
No, not at all.
Ever.
It's very common.
Yeah.
I don't know about hers in particular, but I know, like, one of my issues, because people do develop cysts very easily.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think a lot of people even know that.
Like, I think it's, like, more prevalent an African American woman too.
Yes.
With like my mom had fibroids.
Yeah, cystic fibroids. Yeah. It's very common. It's interesting that they actually use that. At first, I thought it was her appendix.
Same. That's what
I thought too. Yeah, of course.
And then but then I was like, oh no, not her ovaries.
Yeah.
So and it sucks.
Now, did you tell your boyfriend about like your issues, or did you need to tell him, or does it affect the relationship at all?
No. Oh no. Okay. I found out when I was in college that I got ovarian cysts, and then it's very, very painful, especially when you're ovulating.
Mm.
So they put me on birth control, and then I was like, I'm not doing this, because I was getting like a lot of weight, like the hormones were just too high.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do this, because that does, I guess it moderates it to some degree.
Yeah,
but I got off of birth control, and I was like, I'm just gonna have to stick it out.
Go with God.
Yeah. Oh, no, right. You know? But, yeah. So, ovarian cysts pretty much suck.
And I think for Sophia, I think if she's got both ovaries gone, I think she's got to take, like, hormones the rest of her life.
Yeah. To balance them.
Yeah.
Poor thing. So. It's tough. Suck. That's tough when you're that young, because now you don't have an option. I mean, she can have kids and adopt, but it doesn't give her the choice to be like, I want to have kids. And if she gets into her next relationship, she now has to explain every time
she has to talk to Zora, get Zora to have her kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh, maybe.
They'll figure it out.
But yeah, they got some ways to go to get to that level of...
Right.
Jesus will take care of it.
You know.
But yeah, I am concerned. But in predictions, we can get to that stuff. But I am concerned about where she will go in her faith now. Because this looks like this will be like the real breaker.
Well, I mean, that was... Oh, go ahead.
I think the stuff like this always, like, I know people who don't believe, don't go to the church anymore because their mom passed away when they were young. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff like this always
that really affects you.
Stuff like this always challenges their faith. And then, you know, it's helpful for people who are in the faith or at least believe to point it out to you, to point it out to them, like, hey, like, and this is years later, obviously not right when it happens, but like, why don't you believe? Because there's so many stuff, there's so much stuff that happens. I don't want to do a whole sermon. There's so much stuff that happens that, like, how can you not believe in something that's a higher power? Yeah. Because at the end of the day, if you don't believe in something that's a higher power, then you don't really believe that there's something beyond you. Mm-hmm. Then it's easy to, like, not care. It's easy to throw your life away. It's easy to do all this stuff.
But I think what Kiki said earlier was that whole idea of, I'm doing everything right. And you see someone who's not doing it, like, right next to you not doing everything right.
Right.
And you're like, there cannot be, you know. And so I get that. Funny little anecdote from Oprah that she mentioned about Maya Angelou, and then she said she'd call Maya Angelou with a problem, and she said, you know, everything was wrong. And Maya Angelou said, this is when you say, thank you, God. Because that's when you say, that's your test of faith.
Oh, yeah.
Is that by saying thank you when things go wrong, because you're saying, God, whatever this is, there's, whatever this is, this is for the best, regardless of the bad news I'm getting right now.
Yeah, right, that's right. That's true.
And it's easy to see when we're not in it, you know, but.
And I feel like that was a very realistic moment. I feel like we've all had that moment of like, why, God? Like, are we not cool?
Like,
what's going on? We beefing.
Yeah. Thought we had a talk.
Right. I thought we talked about this, but whatever. I'll send you an email. But yeah, I feel like I often have those conversations with God where it's like, oh my gosh, like, what's going on? Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, retrograde, what's going on? But that's a real life moment. And I feel like this, and she's hitting that at such a young age. Mm-hmm. That's what sucks. Especially when you find out.
Such a big thing.
Yeah, and she had just had that conversation prior to having the surgery. She was like, you know, we're going to get married, we're going to have kids, and it's going to be, and I feel like for me, that would be the most heartbreaking for me. Not even just as a woman. Finding out that I can't have kids.
Of your own?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because I have plans for mine. Yeah. We're going to be genetic.
Yeah, TK does.
You know what?
All five. Well, four. The fifth
five?
One. I will have five, but the fifth one.
I want
one,
four, too.
The fifth one might, you know.
I want none.
The fifth one might be a charity, so I'm giving it.
I want an even amount. As long as they're no. So if we play board games, we can play.
That's what games? I said. You really, that's the reasoning? Because you want to play board games, that's the number of children?
Only child.
So. I'm the only child, too.
So, yeah. Well, all I wanted to do with play board games was somebody else. So you need to have an even number.
The second child.
But that's why I said someone like me who does not want children, I love this. Because there's people like this in real life. This is a real life story.
Yeah.
So I love seeing this because I don't want children. But I never thought, like, I could say to myself, I don't want children. But we, like, Chaka said, I never thought, like, I can't have kids.
Yeah.
I do have my own problems going on, too. But just to look at this young woman, and there's so many young people and older women who really want kids who can't have it. So I did get a little emotional
as well. I feel like women feel like they can't talk about it.
Which
is
even if they're having like just problems or issues, like, they feel like they just can't talk about it.
It's an assumption. I mean, you hit a certain age and everybody's like, so when you have, like, you get married, when you're having kids.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of one of those things that you feel guilty to say you don't want to have kids because there's people who can have kids. And then it's just like one of those things where it's a different generation.
Or people just assume that everyone has the ability to.
Because
when I meet a young woman, I never think she cannot have kids.
Yeah. Right.
So like, it's not offensive for me to say, talk about
ask.
The future. Yeah. But now I know.
Don't ask whatever.
Shout out to you, Desiree. Yeah. She did a phenomenal job.
She really did.
And shout out to the writers
gosh.
For giving her the content. Because I've been like, what's Sophia up to? What's Sophia doing?
Sophia's living her best life until that happens.
There was only one writing critique I just did not like.
Oh. And what was that?
So when Charity was going, Charity was going nuts and she, you know, punched a hole through the vending machine.
Wasn't it?
I don't know if it was I don't know if it was the wrong hand or not, but I just thought that it was a little bit too forceful to say, like, no, I get what I want, what I deserve. It was like, oh, you were so good, and then you just forced it. We didn't need to force it. We understand that she's going through this point of her life where she feels like she deserves things, and you writing that in just made me feel like,
wouldn't Charity be the one to voice it?
I kind of like that.
That was her Marsha.
Yeah,
moment.
That's true. Like,
well,
I deserve everything.
Saying, like, having that moment of, oh my gosh, I'm stressed out because I feel like I haven't gotten anything and things have been taken away from me. Yes, but to say it was like, Okay.
I think that's not a breakthrough moment, but I think it's one of those things where you say you're frustrated about something and it's in you, right? And then there's that moment where you hit that breaking point and you say it out loud. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to change your character whatsoever, but for the average person, when you say it out loud, you're either going to realize that, like, yo, I'm beefing over myself over something that's first world problems. Yeah. Like, those type of things when you say it out loud. Like, I'm so upset that... For instance, the metro, right? The metro sucks. Yo, however, you were able to afford to get on the metro. We have a metro. You got here. You're safe. You look cute. Like,
and for me,
you know, I'm not saying the issue at hand is the problem. I'm saying writing, I deserve this, was awkward for me.
No, I feel you, but I thought it fit because Charity is the one that's always just whining. She's just always like, why me? And like in situations where you sort of like.
Because I said to Shaka, I said, here she is having a problem, and I don't take away from anyone's problems.
Right.
But I'm like, when she gets into that big, beautiful, luxurious bed, she doesn't pay rent at her big, beautiful mansion that she lives in with her parents.
Just give me the couch.
And I said that, and that's why I think that fit for her, because I could never see Gigi or like Jacob or anyone saying that, because I think for her, she's just like, Marsha. It's weird that they did put that in there.
Everything else would have been great.
Yeah.
But just saying I deserve what I want.
And it was like, made, like, I think if she just did that in the frustration and then punched it, it would have been.
And she was also high.
I wanted the entire scene to happen.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad it did. Charity's breakdown was epic.
My sister's tired. I didn't see that coming.
I got Saved by the Bell vibes with Jesse. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Sorry. Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Just Google Saved by the Bell. I'm so excited.
No, I watched. I watched Saved by the Bell, kind of.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that.
Jesse was also on pills and she had a breakdown. Because she was trying to lose weight to be skinny.
So was already like a minus zero.
Huh?
Jesse's already like a minus zero.
Exactly. Yeah, she was trying to get to like.
So mine would be when Carlton was on pills.
Yes.
Carlton was on pills?
I don't remember that episode though.
See? Yes. That was more me. Sorry.
I was the first one.
I'd be missing all the episodes.
All of the episodes. I don't remember
when they had that long talk and he like passed out because they were at the prom? Yes. And they were at the locker and Carlton got some pills from this kid. And he was like, you know, they're like party pills. And like he started sweating and like going nuts. It was like a dark episode.
We gotta do a Fresh Prince after show.
We do. But I do like they put that in because, you know, pills are like the thing right now where so many people are dying from opioids because some people don't think, it's not drugs. It ain't cocaine. It ain't crack. It ain't heroin. But people don't understand. Like
self-medicating.
You know what I'm saying? Like from your what is it that she had? A C-section.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you're taking this with wine and you're losing your mind a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think like this episode and this season, Oprah was like, I'm not playing with y'all. We bring in every real topic, every real thing that you can think of in this episode.
Yeah, and we live in a culture where we over-medicate because, like, when I thought about... Because I still have pain pills from when I had wisdom tooth surgery. Because, like, they gave me, like, 30 pills. So I was like, why would I need this much?
But,
I know, right?
And then you can be allergic to some pills.
But you can self-medicate. I think, in general, you can self-medicate with everything. Like, food, all this other stuff.
And but the opiates are, like...
The opiates are definitely worse, but this is, you know, why. Like, you have an emotion and you don't want to deal with it, so you go to whatever your vice is. And the thing is, it's like, I think a lot of people have been talking about, you have Breakfast Club, all this stuff, talking about mental awareness and mental health.
Yeah.
And in the society that we're at with social media pressuring us and this and that, and now you have this, and now Sophia has this.
Molly Percocets.
Yeah. And then you have the music. It's just so much that's going on that you might not go to the opioids, but now you're going to, like, you know, you're going to ice cream every night.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that stuff it's too much.
Yeah. Addiction is real.
I'll take the ice cream with the Vicodin.
Right, until you're 300 pounds and then you can't breathe.
Wait, what?
You know, because of the addiction culture, I was like, well, I'll still take the ice cream over the bike. I'd rather that than be addicted
until you're 300
pills.
Pounds and then you can't process thirst traps anymore.
Yeah. Well, that would never happen to Shaka.
He would never allow it.
Then he'll lose the weight and have the sign, never would have made it.
Because you're vegan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Well, thank you. Well, we also got to talk about Tasha's dilemma. It's nice to see a character like actually have some like moral struggle.
I didn't see that in her at first.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy too.
Yeah. I actually like seeing the soft side of her because her character when this season started, you're like, I hate this girl. She's horrible. She, low key in real life, she was doing other real things, and I was like, oh man. But like, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and sometimes with these shows, like, they make the villains or the people that are doing bad stuff so evil that there's no redemption.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's nice to have her be some sort of redeemable character.
That's kind of sweet. It kind of made me feel bad for her in a way because her morals are coming out. She's like, wait, like, I'm starting to actually care for this man and his family. Mm-hmm. This is a real life situation. Yeah. I love my husband, but you guys are going too far. So it made me feel for her in a way.
Yeah.
And I think we've been predicting, like, and we can say this for predictions, but I think she's going to be the person to kind of help Jacob.
It's a true character. It's a very true character because none of us are perfect. Stuff happens. Sometimes we play petty and we do stuff to some folks, and sometimes we're super nice to some folks. Like, we're not... like, we're not just one type of individual depending on who we're dealing with. So it's a very true character, and how they wrote her is really like, okay, they wrote her evil, but it's like, nah, we gonna flip the script real quick.
I love that.
Like, she has some feelings, she has some emotions, and she's actually feeling some sort of way because it's like, okay, well, this man's treating me, now he calls me family. Like I don't have no family.
And for me, this episode, because I thought there were maybe like might be some sort of like affair down the line, but I really felt the warmness of the friendship, of the love of, like, I just took you into my family.
Yeah, he really appreciates her, and she's kind of out, though secretly she meets with her husband probably, but she's kind of out by herself, and Jacob and Carissa have just been trying to get this girl in, and I think she's starting to see that, but she wants to help.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see where her
and every
I
day you walk into a
affair
church
might happen.
Right.
Every day
might happen. It still might happen.
Yeah,
because it's still it does seem weird.
I know.
Yeah, because she's not doing first lady things.
But there were more friendly this episode, where it felt like she was just like being sweet, right?
Yeah, it was more of like a holy thing, but I do.
But in the other episodes, the vibe was very like
sexual. I wouldn't have went jewelry shopping with nobody's husband. Yeah, that's me. No, whatever.
But,
at night.
Oh no!
But in the situation,
she had a plan.
No, I'm okay.
No, I agree. But again, it's just where that person is. So hypothetically, say she's not meeting her husband, or she's meeting her husband, he's not buying her gifts, he's not paying her no mind. Now she has somebody where there's just a moment in time you can forget about the fact you going home alone, and you have a little bit of dream. Like, people prey on that stuff all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes affairs happen.
And that's what I'm saying.
And she had a plan, to hatch out, and I think at that moment she was willing to do anything for her husband and crazy ass Rochelle. But I think as things are going on, I think she's like, all right, these people are actually being really, though,
and
I can't stand them
about the church too.
They actually really care, and Jacob's actually a really nice person,
yeah,
so I think she's like, oh, I don't like what I'm doing.
Okay, I don't want to be a thought. Not today.
Not today.
I just want to work in the church and,
you know,
help
right,
think about it.
Love God, because that's what I'm here for.
Hey,
right. Adultery.
Well, I gotta ask you guys this question.
I don't want to be a thought. Not today. Maybe next week.
That's what she's thinking.
Okay,
she's contemplating.
All right, cool.
There's decisions. There's levels to thought.
Oh, shit.
We gotta get the levels.
I know.
There are levels.
She has a diagram.
Ladies and gentlemen, she has a diagram. Fast, and then it becomes something else.
Oh my!
But you know,
I need those.
I know. You need to put that on the stories right there. This is level 1 to 5.
The stories.
I think there's a little bit of a dynamic, I guess, in the show of, I want to say, like, the male-female dynamic of the fact that the bishop owns the church. And the one line that really hit me was when he said, that's nature's way.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just like a
gut
punch.
But there's people that believe that, though.
People that believe it, but is the belief true? And then how did you guys take those lines?
I took it as a man that was hurt. And I personally don't think that if Bishop was real, I don't think he would mean that. But I do think he knows what's up. Like, they told Lady May, like, if we were divorced today, I would be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You would absolutely get nothing. And I think that's what he meant by this is nature's way. Like, that's just the way the church is going to do it. They're going to put you out on your butt. I'm going to be here. Thanks for the help.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's one of those things. And I think he was upset and he wanted to get her. And I think that's what he wants to be true.
I know. And then if you flip the script too, like, say there were young kids involved in the court system, it's nature's way for the mom to have the kids. Even though, say, hypothetically, the father is a better parent. Yeah. It's the, you know, there's dynamics in it all.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily believe in that, but there's certain things, certain aspects where for me, it's like, yeah, it's nature's way for you to take the trash out.
Okay.
Just saying.
Well, I thought, shout out to the show, because I thought that they were highlighting the flaws within the Christian belief system, because I totally am never secondary to anybody. I'm sorry. That will just never happen. If I feel like it, I feel like I'll take out the trash. I'll pump my own gas. I'm okay with that. If you want to sit in the passenger seat, I'll drive.
You can pump my gas too.
I don't mind it.
I don't want to drive.
See, and that's, you know, and that's the thing, and that's the decision for the woman and the man to make.
Exactly.
I don't think think that you put this system in place of, okay, you go out and you do this. I just feel like if I'm bearing kids, if I'm making the same amount of money or more, and I'm committed to you, I'm dedicated, I'm giving to the household the same way that you are, in no way, shape, or form am I ever going to be second to you, period.
Okay. Exactly. So, there has to be a form of communication and understanding within the relationship. So if it flips over and you are making more money, then he shouldn't feel the way.
But well, even if it's understood in the relationship, how do you deal with it when no one else understands it the way that you two in the relationship?
It's none of their business.
It doesn't matter. What? I have a friend who she makes more than her husband, and the husband has been taking care of the kids for the last 3 years or so.
A stay-at-home dad.
Stay-at-home dad. And the thing is, like, he's a great stay-at-home dad. It broke her heart the fact that the kids gravitated towards dad more now because he's there all the time. But it's like, what are you going to do? So are you both going to stay home?
No, but I mean in the church. Because maybe you guys made a decision to be equal, but the church is like, if things go south, we're riding with
this guy. Church is evolving now. That thing of the church now, given the people who are running it, let's take for
instance, but where they are and
where they are for Green, it's different. But it's evolving now, where if you have younger pastors who are 20, 30 years old, it's not the case per se in the
California.
What church
are
you go?
Maybe.
Not even because I go to Faithful Central and it's not that way.
Oh,
I mean, I'm just saying.
She's calling out the church.
No, I love Faithful Central. That is my church home. I love it. Okay. But I just feel like I, being from the Midwest, which it is a very strong, either Baptist, Evangelist, Methodist, whatever. I grew up Methodist. It's always been, and that's why I've always kind of strayed the fences with Christianity in particular, because I just don't like how, I mean, we all have to understand, too, the rules and the guidelines that have been put in place, period, by society, by religion, were all written by men.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you're going to put the power in the dominating force. So I just wish that people would put that into perspective when they make the decisions to, you know, go with whatever religion or way of practice.
Centuries of stuff, too.
Or pastors.
Exactly. So I feel like that's why I'm very happy with Lady May saying, you know what, I don't want to have to go by your standard anymore. Mm-hmm. If I want to have this church, which obviously I may be able to handle it better than you, I can do that. Or Grace. So pass it on to a female, because maybe, you know, the force may be with...
Did that make any of you like Lady May anymore?
What?
Like, this, the fact that she's standing up on her own.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I always loved Lady May, even though there's sometimes I'm like, girl, you don't have to hate
she's
me
right,
every day.
She runs things,
but
though.
I do like that she's standing up for because, you know, at this age, and your husband, the way he's speaking to you and sweet talking, and you're having money issues, and your family's going through sometimes women step back and say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, I'll stay with this. So I love that she's like, no.
Not making
this
the safe
is
play.
This is it. I'm done.
Okay.
I love you, but we're good. So I love that she is sticking to this, and she's not playing any games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's no harm, no foul. It's just, I can't be with you anymore.
I'm ready to be independent.
I love me. And like she said, that's the biggest disrespect to God. And I was so with her with that. Like, sometimes you do have to have a conversation.
That was a crazy line to me, because that was just like, let me let you know that there's no part of going back on this decision.
And I'm good with that. I feel like when God tells you no, he's going to tell you no. And
that
even
line
if you
hurt me.
If you still say yes, he's going to say no. And he's going to snatch you away, whether you like it or not.
That line hurt me. What was it?
Shaka wine.
So do you think that hypothetically, like if marriage was built by God, do you think if she would have stuck it out and they actually did counseling and came from a true heart that they could actually get, like they can repair their relationship? Or is it a wrap?
It's such a personal decision. But when she delivered that line, I knew for her, that character, there's no going back.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where they're going to go with this.
But we know Miss Lynn Whitfield isn't playing. I think we got some news to that effect.
Oh, yeah, we have some news. So she was, do we have a news sounder? Oh, there we go. Boom. Lynn, she was actually on Breakfast Club. I heard it was great. She told me it was great. I need to watch it tonight. And then also, we've been renewed.
Season 4.
So congratulations to them. I guess all the drama and the debauchery and all the cantankerous is like all, you know, we here.
Yeah.
We here. High five for season 4. Yeah.
Season 4, we coming.
I mean, Oprah, we here to do the show on own.
If you need us, we're
very invested.
It's fine.
We can help
just,
you out.
You know, just throw us in there.
Yeah.
Just put
us in season 4.
I'm just saying.
Well, maybe we all need prayer, because that's going to be our next segment. So we'll pray for those roles right now.
Okay, there you go.
But we'll start with Rocky.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm going to pray for Sophia because I feel like, you know, you are really going through it. That's huge news for you to accept and to move on with your life with. I pray that you find acceptance and support within, you know, taking in a new child or a child that's not your own. So I would just say my blessings are with you and every woman that can relate to that situation. It's horrible news to find out, but it can also be a blessing, and you can bless another child with a home.
Amen. Ooh.
Let's pray for Rocky. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing her safely to
AfterBuzz. Pray for LA Transit, okay?
Pray that they build more trains.
I mean, we all here, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, for waking us up today, for all of us to be doing the
show.
Amen. Just saying.
Amen.
Let's pray for Charity. She needs clarity, Jesus. She needs to see that, like, her reality is not what she thinks it is. And you need to wake her up, God. You need to, like, just sit her down one day and say, Charity, look, this is your situation. This is what you make of it. This is how you can become a better person. And take the experiences that you have in the past and use it for future
endeavors.
Exactly.
In love. And relationships.
Yes.
And God.
Yes. Because then when you do that, then you therefore heal yourself, and then you can open yourself up to somebody truly loving you, because then you therefore love yourself.
Period.
So Heaven Flower, just bless her from the top of her head to the tip of her toes.
Yes.
Every day on the day.
Oh. Amen.
Ew.
I am also going to pray for Charity, but I think it's a little bit different. I'm going to pray for her sanity and her mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes in the Black community, we do not talk about mental health, and especially in the Christian community and the church community, people tend to skip over that and just say, let's just go with God. God will take care of it.
Yeah.
But I want to pray for her as a new mother, okay? New mother. Postpartum is real.
Mm-hmm.
Hormones are real. And I want to pray for every woman who is going through what this woman is going through. And I pray that she just gets help.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what's going to happen throughout the show, but I know that she's going to have to be committed somewhere, and I pray that she doesn't depend on these pills and these opioids. So my prayers are for all the women who go through this, who are new mothers, who are experiencing any type of mental health problems.
Yeah.
Prayers are with you guys.
Amen.
Amen. My prayer, Lord, I want to lift up Ianla.
Yo.
I want to make sure that she is able to receive Charity, and I want her to be able to cope and deal with Charity in the way that we know Ianla from the commercials can do.
From the commercials.
From the commercials.
Okay. She's actually and a so, great spirit.
She really is. I love her.
And so that's what I pray for. I want her to deal with Charity the way that Charity needs to be dealt with.
Yep.
And that Charity can find some healing in
and
that.
And if you ever need a vegan plan, you know, you can always hit up Shaka. He's always at Equinox.
Always
you need to.
Because mental health can also go along with physical health.
Okay. Self-care.
Self-care.
You need some motivation.
Ianla will tell you. Ianla will tell you.
This is the guy.
Well, my God. This was, we got predictions. I almost forgot about predictions. Jesus.
Don't start with me.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, TK, you first. TK on deck.
So we definitely, Sophia is going to go through it. We're going to see her, like, you know, essentially turning her back on God. I hope she doesn't go total, like, thought dumb. I hope she just does level one. Like, I hope she doesn't go on the level.
Wait, who you said? Zora?
Sophia. Yeah.
I don't see Sophia turning
I mean, when you turn your back, then anything is possible, because the devil...
She'll find a friend in Zora.
Yeah, the devil will see...
That's my prediction.
Yeah, the devil will see your weakness.
That's so real.
Yeah,
that is so real.
I don't think she'll find it.
No, when you turn your back on God, everything.
I think she'll turn her back. But I don't
everything
think she'll find
and everything sounds like it's like you don't think she will find God.
I think Zora will be. I think Zora will become the Sophia for her. But anyways,
maybe not.
Ooh. That's a good one.
True tea.
Because you can't be like standing by and like watching your friend get beat.
Yeah,
like, so you can't like be
but if
with
your friend
Zora,
wants
but Zora
to smoke weed with you and take the pill. She's like, all right, bet we're both evil right now.
Well, you know what? Sophia has always been there for Zora, so I'm gonna say that I'm gonna piggyback off of that and say that Zora's gonna end up having to save her. No, I feel like it because I mean,
she like, you taking pills too? I bet. Let's go.
No,
because Zora, she didn't really do much. I mean, the only thing that she's really done wrong is have a bad attitude about the guy she likes, who's
being.
But
she was
Zora. She was snorting.
She was snorting Adderall.
Yeah,
but that wasn't a problem.
She stole money from the church.
Yeah.
That's all related to the guy, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but before the guy, she was
snorting Adderall.
It's one thing.
I'm gonna say for Sophia, I think because Darius, I believe that's his name, he's not a church person as well. So I do believe Sophia and her mom's boyfriend are going to kind of bond. Mm. And maybe they might be the two people that open each other up a little bit. And I think he might be fine. I think he might be the person to let her know why he doesn't believe in God. And I think they might actually be the two people to come together and open up. And I do believe that Zora may be the person. At first, she might think it's fun and turn it with her little cousin. But I do think it's going to turn her around and try to help her.
Yeah.
I think Charity's going to... I think Kevin's going to get full custody because mentally, I don't think she's going to be in that space.
Hashtag clarity for Charity.
Okay.
Charity OD, because I feel like that's on the horizon,
Or she's either that or bitch was going to have a heart attack.
And
I'm stressed. And we're only three episodes in? Four?
The way Rochelle rejected him and then the way his wife rejected him back to back in the one episode.
He's got money.
But he's about to get with Rochelle.
Not really, because we know she's not gonna stab him in the back somehow.
I don't know. I kind of think he's gonna do something with her, just a little bit. But yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well,
it's the Lord calling.
We got the bell. Saved by the bell.
Hello, Jesus. Is that you?
Thank you guys for joining us again. My name is Shaka Smith. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
My name is Nakia Bonet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.